Willkommen, this is Julia.
And this is Shane, who misses Think Plant-Based. Think Plant-Based. Make sure to check out recipes, health tips, travel tips at www.thinkplantbased.com.
And we're officially on iTunes, so please rate and write us a review on iTunes.
Write us a review. Give us 2 stars, 3 stars, maybe 5 stars. Let us know.
Oh, for sure, five.
Yeah, I mean, who would give us 2 stars anyways, yeah. Right? But yeah, make sure to do that because that's how we get found. So today, we're going to be talking about our favorite subject that a lot of people like to talk about, which is sugar, because everyone loves sugar, don't they?
I think so.
Yeah, sugar and artificial sweeteners. Right. Hate them, love them. We're going to dissect them, see what they're all about, see if they're good for you, see if they're bad for you.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe they're good for you, maybe they're not. We still don't even know.
Right.
There's been so many studies, and we still don't know mm-hmm. what's good and what's bad for them.
Right. Gotta yeah. check it out. So, Shane, are you a sweet tooth?
Yeah. I used to eat all those gummy bears all the time.
Oh, yeah. I remember.
I used to go to 7-Eleven, get the biggest candy bag, $10 worth of candy.
And eat it all up?
Oh, you know it.
The same day?
You know it. With a Coca-Cola. Yeah.
How did you feel after?
Oh, it felt good when I was eating it. And then like 10, 20 minutes later, I was...
Sugar crashed?
Oh, yeah.
Big time?
Painful. Really? Sugar crash.
Oh, man.
Yeah.
I can imagine.
You can feel it. It's not a good feeling either.
I can only imagine.
Yeah.
So there are all kinds of different sugars, right, out there?
Right.
And it can get quite overwhelming because there's always like a new kind of sugar. Oh, yeah.
And they always tell us every sugar's bad. Bad. Everything's sugar. Too. Any sugar's bad, they say.
Right.
But,
so
but
it's
are
really
they?
Hard to avoid. Even like fruit sugars, right? Like, come on. Like, we got to kind of differentiate here, right?
Right. And they try to tell us that fruit sugar is even bad for us too.
Mm-hmm.
I don't think it is.
No.
Do you think it's bad for you?
I think the amount, you know, and then it depends how active you are, right? But we're going to dissect all this in this episode. So, yeah, we have like table sugar, right? We have coconut sugar, then we have maple syrup. But there you got to know the grade as well, right? There's like grade A,
right.
B, and C.
So like the darker the maple syrup, the more minerals and the better quality it is.
Exactly.
Is that how it goes?
Okay. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
That's cool.
And then we have the artificial sweeteners as well, right?
Ooh.
What do you think about these?
Well, if it says artificial, then it's probably synthetically made in a lab that's probably not meant for our bodies now, is it?
Right, it can't recognize, right? Our body can't recognize it?
Well, there's certain things that can be artificially made that maybe your body can recognize, mm-hmm. but it's hard to really tell, right?
Right.
Yeah.
So it's better to stay away from them if you can, right?
I would try to stay away from them if you can. I mean,
right.
We still don't even know what they do. Half the studies are still going on for like 30, 40 years.
Right.
Trying to figure out what's going on.
That's the
thing. In the human body.
Exactly.
Yeah.
So, yeah. Well, most of the artificial sweeteners are like in pops, right? It's soda drinks and chewing right. gums.
Yeah.
So, I think...
Mints.
Yeah, exactly. Lozenges? What do you call
supplements,
it?
Supplements. They actually have a lot. Yeah, lozenges.
Right, I noticed that
I
a lot.
I used to have those ones, those vitamin C ones.
Yeah, I had a lot of the extra chewing gums. And
oh, I love the extra.
Extra long
extra.
Flavor, right?
Yeah, longer flavor, mm-hmm. Take Five and all those good ones.
Yeah, exactly. But yeah, tell us more about how you feel about the artificial sweeteners before we get into the other sugars, the natural ones in a way.
Right. I mean, it's in everything you have these days. It used to be in all my supplements.
Well, yeah, like what?
Oh, like any pre-workout or anything, they try to make it like sweet, but like no calories. So they like put in like aspartame or like sucralose in there. And
right.
It's just like a filler to try to keep it not tasting bad, I guess, because it's like usually a weird supplement taste to it. And people don't like that,
right.
I guess.
Yeah. Well, your brain still thinks it's sweet, though, right? Let's
right.
say with a zero Coke and stuff.
Right, because it triggers your brain to think it's, like, super sweet. Even sweeter than sugar, some of those artificial ones,
it
right?
is, yeah. Oh, totally.
Yeah. But, yeah, I don't think they're very good for you.
Mm-mm. Do you feel anything drained from them if you consume it? Did you ever experience that? Because I can't really think of it.
I don't know if I felt drained, no. But anything that goes through your system and your body doesn't know what it is and it goes straight out, it can't be good for your body.
Right. I feel like you get more bloated from these artificial sweeteners, though. If you have too much of it, say in a chewing gum package, actually you can read, you shouldn't like consume too much of it.
Yeah, I mean, everybody's different. I didn't really feel to the immediate effects of the artificial sweeteners.
Right.
But it could have been definitely a long-term effect from using it after day in, day out, right?
Right. Well, yeah. It's an accumulation of, let's say, consuming the artificial sweeteners, right?
Right.
And they're also not good for your brain, right?
No.
They're aspartame and stuff like that. But yeah, if your body can't recognize it, right? Like, stay away from it if you can.
I would.
Yeah, I would too. It's actually quite
it's better
easy
to be safe than sorry, right?
Totally, right?
Yeah.
So all these that end with all, right? These are all the alcohols that...
Tall.
Tall? Is it tall? Okay.
Like tall. Xylitol, right. And sorbitol,
Riderol,
and Riderol.
Right. And actually...
can write a song about that.
right, yeah.
It all
the rap, right?
Yeah. Riderol.
Totally. And they even mix them, you know, let's say stevia... is scientifically proven it's safe,
right.
But they actually even mix stevia with, let's say, like the artificial sweeteners.
Oh, yeah.
Know, like
they try to be tricky today. The new Coca-Cola, yeah. They're like, oh, it's made with stevia and aspartame in
right.
Like small print
yeah.
In the corner.
Exactly. Because
and sucralose in this right. Little tiny fine print corner that you're probably not even going to read.
Yeah, who will read the ingredients really, right? If in a hurry you want something to drink that tastes sweet but not
yep.
Really the calories.
And you don't want the calories, boom.
Right.
There you go.
You caught into these, all these.
I swear they have like psychologists on staff and they're like,
oh.
How can we make them have this?
Use
that's
colors.
Not good for them.
Yeah.
Use certain colors, use certain fonts to trigger so that they don't realize
nice
what
design,
they're putting
yeah.
It in. Yeah.
Exactly.
They. Yeah. It's a whole art.
I can see that.
Super art.
Yeah, huh?
Yeah.
But I mean, look at all these, let's call it natural sugars we have, right? Well, let's say people always use like the table sugar, which is the white sugar, right? That's
right.
Very common.
Yeah.
But it doesn't have any fiber or like minerals or whatsoever, right? So
right.
All the minerals are stripped off from the, let's say, cane sugar or beet sugar, right? That's why you see pure white. It's not like the...
Right, because don't they bleach it? Like the
yeah,
white
yeah, they
table
bleached
sugar?
It too. But then you have the brown sugar. That was actually white sugar, but then they just put... the color, the brown color on it.
So,
and then they call
so
it
sugar's
brown sugar.
So not really brown to begin with.
Well, let's say the unprocessed
like raw, sugar?
Raw sugar is brown.
Yeah? Okay.
Because it has all the minerals in it, right?
Right.
So what we have to look at is the raw cane sugar.
Right.
Right?
Because do they put molasses in the white sugar to make the
exactly.
Brown sugar?
Yes.
Is that how they
yeah,
do
exactly.
That?
Yeah, exactly.
Okay, yeah.
To
yeah.
Fool you. Oh, that must be like the raw cane sugar.
Yeah.
So you really have to look for the labeling. Even
right.
Nowadays, let's say you have like, say, a drink you want to get or whatever, and it says cane sugar. Like that one is even just could be just white table sugar, right?
Right.
So they fool you with different names now.
Yeah.
You know, just to make it sound like, oh, that must be the healthy kind. Then, like, cane sugar is actually good for you, so it's in that pop.
No, it's trying good. To trick you.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
But yeah, there are all kinds of sugar. What I mentioned before, let's say I like the coconut sugar. Actually, it has kind of like the caramel flavor.
Right now,
and
the,
lots of,
the question is coconut sugar that much better than normal sugar?
I think so. It
you
has
think
more
so?
Minerals.
Okay.
Yeah, definitely.
Yeah, some people, I mean, agree to disagree that sugar is sugar. I mean, you're still processing it to get the pure sucralose or the pure glucose. Fructose out of it, right?
There's a difference, though, right? Like how it's processed.
Right.
So there's raw coconut sugar.
Fair enough, yeah.
So
that's probably the one you want to look for.
Exactly. That's what we have in our cabin. So I really like that. It's also the amount of sugar you're using in general, right? You want
right.
To make sure you don't, like, overuse it throughout the day. Sugar, 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 sugar.
Right.
Like, expose your body all the time with sugar, right? So it's really the amount.
But it's so
that's
much
crucial.
Fun. And as
it
a kid,
be.
It was so much fun jumping up and down the walls
yeah.
And jumping on the bed and jumping from couch to couch.
Well, sugar
telling me
energizes
I can't do that
you.
Anymore?
Yeah, right? No. Oh. Well, the thing is, like, over the years, right, it just gets too much. Like,
right.
As a kid, we can handle it, you know, we process all kinds of sugars better, I would say, you know?
Right.
But throughout the years, it just gets too much,
right? Yeah.
Because your body wants more and more, and actually we're consuming more and more sugars because they're hidden sugars too, right?
Right.
But what I wanted to talk about, the sugars as well, is like we have the maple syrup that we talked about, which is nice too. There are all kinds of different ones, right?
Right.
And there's a Yarkon syrup, which has inulin in it. So it's also a probiotic, actually. But yeah, you can actually do a lot of research about all kinds of
different sugars.
Yeah. But I really like to use dates as a sweetener too for my desserts.
Yeah, why not? Use fruits as your sweetener.
They have fiber, right? That's a good thing too. But if you strip off the fiber, that's where it just goes right into your blood system.
Straight into your blood.
Yeah, like once you have sugar in your mouth, it gets like digested in your mouth, right? So if you have the white sugar, it's like
straight
too much. So that's even as an athlete, right? You want the low, like the sugar that goes slow into your blood system.
Now, like, what happens if you need it right away? Like, say you're a marathon runner and you need that quick carb, as they call it.
We have these, you know, what I used to have when I was like, I had to get ready for school and do the big runs and stuff. Or do you run, like going for a run with other students, right?
Yeah.
The competition way.
Yeah.
Like you have these dextrose, do you know that you can
pure dextrose tablets?
I use these ones. I find them very, I mean, they're very effective.
I
but
mean,
intense.
Yeah, that's pure sugar.
But again, right? Thing. It's like you have that kind of pill looking or square pill looking, and that's it. That's all you need.
Yes. Time and place for that. Most people aren't running a marathon where they need to have that quick jolt of sugar into their bloodstream.
Definitely. Right. But, you know, you can even eat dates, you know, have one or two dates.
But the problem with dates is because the fiber takes a while to break down. You don't
might,
get
but
quite...
it's dried fruit, right? So
there are certain fruits you can take that are quicker absorbed.
Right,
the sugar.
Like dried fruits are like quicker absorbed than, let's say, fresh fruits.
Yeah, I would say dry fruits are probably there.
Concentration of sugar.
Yeah.
So, yeah, there you can see, no, we can...
I hear raisins are really good.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, if you eat a handful of raisins, I hear it's pretty...
And then if you actually combine it, let's say, with peanut butter, then it's slower absorbed too, right? The fat actually slows absorption.
But if you want the quick absorption.
Right.
I'm talking about the quick. We need some marathon runners need that quick one, so it's hard sometimes with fruit that all have these fiber, and so it's going to slowly release. We want to find something that, you know, maybe if you're a marathon runner, you want something quick to go, you know, boom. Right in the bloodstream, you're good to go.
You need to know that for sure. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, you know, that's what I mean too. Like you can have a lot of side effects by consuming too much sugar too, right?
Right.
Like, I mean, yeah, as you said, when you were a little kid, you were like all this happy when you consume like all your candy and stuff because it releases actually serotonin, right? That's the happy hormone.
Perfect. So it's almost like a drug then that releases serotonin.
Totally.
Didn't they refer to like sugar as the like modern day cocaine or something like that?
I can see that.
Like it reacts the same in your brain as cocaine does.
It is.
And releases serotonin similarly the same.
Totally. I mean, think of like, let's say if you're stressed or if you have emotional problems, you know, you tend to eat more sugary foods, right?
Oh, of course. Yeah.
So that's where the serotonin
and then it's
released.
A vicious battle because you eat the sugar and then you crash from the sugar and your body wants the sugar. It's not even hungry. It sends these signals that almost act like hunger.
Right.
But it's more like, the low blood sugar that sometimes you don't get used to.
Right.
And then it's just a vicious cycle. You just keep eating and you tend to overeat, right?
Exactly. Like
a roller
coaster.
If I have something sugary in the morning, I'm bad. The whole day I'm snacking on stuff I shouldn't be eating.
Right. That's
what
you said.
Yeah. And then if I have something that's like wholesome, that's low in any sugar, whether it's fruit or anything, mm-hmm. I find that I'm not as hungry throughout the day. Like I can slowly eat and it's fine. I don't like, but as soon as I have something like sugary, it's like, okay, it doesn't even satisfy me anymore.
Yeah.
Like the food's not satisfying my hunger anymore.
Mm-hmm.
Even though I'm not hungry, I don't feel satisfied.
Right.
You know what? Does that make sense?
I see what you mean. Yeah.
Yeah. Like I'll eat it, but I won't feel satisfied. So I'll eat more and more and more and more.
Right. Well, your blood sugars are rising, right?
Up right. And up. And spiking too.
Yeah. drastically with the high sugar consumption.
And oh, yeah.
Then it crashes.
And totally. And then like, it crashes. What? And then that's your body's response to try to pick up your blood sugar back up when it crashes, right?
Right.
Yeah. Is to get more sugar in you. So that's why you're viciously doing the vicious cycle and going back and trying to get that sugars.
Yeah, exactly. Well, the sugar consumption compromises your immune system too, right? If you think of it.
It definitely does that. Yeah, if your body's constantly producing serotonin and create, like, you know, chemicals like that, it doesn't have time to heal itself and
right.
and kind of get back into it.
Yeah, that's true.
Itself, right? Yeah.
Well, even the ability to create white blood cells, you know, is like really hard. Like,
yeah, and that goes hand in hand with your immune system and fighting off disease and bacteria and everything, right?
Right.
That's like your last line of defense.
Yeah.
Is those white blood cells.
Mm-hmm.
Yep.
Like insulin resistance and blood glucose levels.
Right. So diabetes and
increase.
So, yeah.
Even the. Like diabetes. It develops dementia. Even.
Some people say the sugar is not what causes diabetes, but it's the fats.
Right. I think it's a combination.
I think it's a combination. I don't know if I truly believe it's just the fats or it's just the sugar. I think it's
a combination. I think it's a combination because the sugar, well, the fat hinders that the sugar flows properly, you know,
right.
through the blood system. Through the,
yeah.
But then it still decreases the creation of the white blood cells too, right? 40 to 50%, that's pretty high if you think of it.
Right.
But it also increases depression too, right? If you think of it, because first you're like, oh, that's happy, but then if you don't have the sugar, it's like, oh, like you feel agitated.
Right.
You know?
Or oh,
if
yeah.
if you take you like the sugar away for a while, you get agitated too.
Right.
It's like you have your blood sugar is not very stable, right?
Totally, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Makes sense.
And then we have actually the aging process is increased too by the sugar.
So you're telling me I'm like a 7-year-old man because I ate so much sugar and gummy bears and candy live wire worms
well,
in my days?
We're talking, let's say we're talking.
Or you mean internally I'm like it aged out?
Well,
or both.
First internally and then it's,
and then it shows on the outside eventually.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay,
but again, it really depends what sugars you're consuming. But the crucial thing is really about the amount, you know?
Can we heal from that? Do you think we can heal from that? You think if we got off the sugars as much as you know, say I was, and
yeah.
then go in more maybe a healthier
yeah.
lifestyle, you think I could heal, maybe get some years back?
Oh, I think so. You know, people shouldn't get too stressed about out about sugars, you know, it's really about the amount and what type we're consuming here.
Fair enough.
You know, let's say
our bodies are good at bouncing back and evolving
yeah,
and adapting.
Right?
Yeah, yeah, we're adaptogens basically.
Totally. So what you want to do is like, if you're really consuming sugar all the time so much, slowly decrease the
right.
sugar consumption, you know, and look for alternatives, you know, that's
right.
what I would say, you know, like it's a eat more of the fruits, you know, if you still want your sweets, you know, like just incorporate more of the sweets. And even like apples are so satisfying.
Yeah, for me, I just
fiber.
Incorporate the fruits.
Yeah.
If I want something sweet, I eat some fruit.
Right.
Figs, those are really good.
And if you, yeah.
Fig season.
And if you like, exactly, do go seasonal. And let's say if you like cooking, you know, you like to bake desserts and
right.
all these things, you know, like substitute the sugar. Or let's say dates, you know, or the coconut sugar.
Right.
Or the maple syrup too, you know, it's amazing.
Right.
So, yeah.
Do you think sugar contributes to weight gain?
I would say
Or do you think it's just because that vicious cycle, you keep having more and more and it's kind of calorie, like your body sometimes doesn't really know what to do with it and you're just feeding it all this calories, right?
Yeah. Well, the question here is as well, like, are you already overweight? Because some people think like, oh, like because you're overweight because you drink all these zero Coke stuff, you know, but you got to think of like, oh, are you overweight in the first place? And then you drink all the zero calorie drinks.
Right. Well I'm not even talking about the artificial. I'm just talking about the normal sugar.
It
artificial is definitely, they've almost like proven that it can like. make you gain weight and hold on to
but not in the first place. If you're already overweight and you drink them, that's just making you crave more sweetness because you think, oh, I just had zero calories, so I can have that bar of chocolate.
Right, so that's almost like a mental thing on that one.
It is.
Yeah.
Like you're thinking you're tricking, like you actually can get over the zero calories so you can have more of the sugar intake.
Right.
So that's the thing, right?
Yeah, I mean, sweeteners, they've been known to cause like crazy symptoms such as like headaches, migraines, and like excessive weight gain. So you probably want to stay off those.
Oh, yeah.
There's totally so many different names, too, that they try to trick you with that you're like, I don't even know what that is.
I bet.
I mean, you got like aspartame, mm-hmm. acesulfame, potassium,
L-lutein,
cyclamate, equal, like the list goes on. I have this huge list here in front of me. It's like NutraSweet, Nutranova.
So fancy.
Splenda. Ooh. Sorbitol, sucralose, twin sweet, sweet and low, xylitol. What? I mean, you hear all these crazy names, and
the list goes on and on.
Jeez, I can't even pronounce half these ones. They're probably not good for you, are
right?
They? Yeah,
yeah.
So, and but, yeah, I mean, like some of these, they're crazy. They even cause like more serious conditions, like cardiovascular disease, and
the C word, huh? Yep.
Yeah, I mean the C word that no one really wants to talk about when it comes to stuff like that. But yeah, we don't really know what they do. I don't even know how they got passed by like the government to say this is like consumable for human consumption. Some of them.
I don't get it either.
I think like aspartame's like a too much can like kill you or something. I think it's like
it's diuretic too.
Yeah, like it's crazy. Yeah,
right. But yeah, I mean all these like the sugars and the like the chemical sugars. You know they make you overeat as well, right? You never feel really fully full, right?
Because they're not really calories, exactly. Supposedly, so there's no use for it in your body.
Yeah.
Other than making it sweet.
Because we're meant to eat to fill our body up with nutrients, right?
Right.
And most of the sugars don't even have nutrients, so.
Right. I got a list here that they said the five worst sweeteners. I'll list them off for the listeners here.
Yeah, I want to hear.
So, number one, which a lot of people, it's in a lot of things, the aspartame.
Right.
Goes by the name, a.k.a., also known as Equal, NutraSweet, Natural Taste Blue, I guess. I've never heard that one. That must be somewhere else. But yeah, so aspartame is the number one worst sweetener. Artificially.
Oh my gosh. You.
Yeah. Silence, right?
Yeah.
So maybe stay away from that one. That one's not the best one for you.
Right.
Next on the list that some people think's better than aspartame, but I think it's in the same category.
Yeah.
The sucralose. I mean, it kind of sounds like sugar.
Splenda.
Yeah, the Splenda.
Right.
It kind of sounds like sugar, so maybe it triggers something that maybe
sounds
is better for you.
Sounds kind of nice for some reason. I don't know.
I don't think it's that good.
The name sounds nice, but you know, you can see it in almost every place, like, let's say, coffee places or even restaurants. They have the little sackets, right, you call?
Yeah,
you
little know? Packs. Yeah, yeah, packets.
Yeah, exactly.
Oh, yeah. So this one I've seen actually come out quite a lot in the last couple of years because I think everyone's getting caught on to the aspartame and sucralose.
Right.
The acesulfame K, which I think is the acesulfame potassium, also known, like the K stands for potassium.
Okay.
And that's your equal spoonful. And they're trying to make it like a healthier sweetener. I don't even know. Sweet one, sweet and safe. We don't know how safe it is. I don't know how you could even say that in your name, but that one's number three on the list. And that one's definitely, they're trying, you know, people are getting on the aspartame.
I see that one a lot.
We'll give them this one. Yeah. So that one you should probably stay away from.
Combination with the sucralose, you know?
Aspartame, sucralose, and acesulfame, potassium. Like, not cool.
Right.
Not cool companies, not cool.
No.
Yeah. So number four, I've never heard of this one. I've heard of the brand name, but I've never heard of the artificial sweetener name.
Me neither.
Sacharin. Am I saying that right? Sacharin. Sacharin.
Yeah.
Sacharin. Yeah. Right. So it's also known as sweet and low. That's how I know it as. in those packets, or sweet twin.
Shall we ask Google Translation for the pronunciation? No, I think the listeners know what we mean.
I don't think it really matters, because it's either going to say sweet and low or sweet twin or something they can't pronounce anymore.
I don't even know them by these names, like the sweet and low and sweet
twin. I've heard the sweet, sweet and low and the sweet twin. Yeah, that's
actually,
a big
the sweet
one.
And low I heard, but sweet twin? Maybe.
Okay. I've seen it at coffee places once in a while. Yeah, you'll see it.
Probably, yeah. I've seen it too. Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
And then this one, actually, number five, actually kind of shocked me. I knew sorbitol was bad.
Mm-hmm.
Because that's, I think sorbitol is a laxative, actually.
It is, but you know, your body can kind of recognize it, I heard, by a pharmacist.
Okay.
Before I know, when
I went
to
Finlandia, one's kind of a gray one.
She said that one is much safer than the aspartame.
Right.
You know that.
Well, I'm going down the list. Yeah.
Exactly. So, exactly.
Still not good for you. Maybe probably stay away from them. But if you had to choose between the sorbitol or the aspartame,
right,
go with sorbitol.
Well, actually, xylitol is scientifically proven it's good for your teeth. You know?
Oh, okay.
It helps for like.
Yeah. Xylitol. I always thought xylitol was good for you, but.
It's good for your teeth. So if you have it in your toothpaste, it's totally fine, right?
Yeah. I don't swallow it. I'm sure it's probably, it's still sugar alcohol.
It somehow still gets digested, because once stuff is in our food, in our mouth, you know, it gets somehow digested. But
right.
In my opinion, I'm not too stressed out about it. Like, come on, I spit it out and okay, have a little bit, whatever.
Right.
But yeah, so that's good that you mentioned these ones.
Yeah.
But what's also important about sugar is, like, if you have like over 18% of your diet is like sugar, actually your levels are low in folate, calcium, iron, vitamin A and C, actually.
Right.
So that's the thing too. We got to watch out, because our body always has to balance the sugar intake out, right?
Yeah.
It's kind of very stressful sometimes, I guess.
Yeah, so what we like as a safe alternative, well, we don't really know if it's safe, but as a natural alternative is stevia.
Yeah, I really like stevia.
Yeah, which comes from a plant.
It's an herb.
It's an herb,
mm-hmm.
or herb, as some Americans, Canadians say.
Right.
Yeah, so that's the new one that's kind of hit the market.
Right.
If you're going to have something that's not sugar, I would definitely suggest stevia.
Yeah, it's, some people have to get used
it's
to
definitely
the flavor,
acquired a taste. I mean, if I didn't like it at first.
No, you didn't. You like
at all. I'm like, oh, it tastes so bad. This aftertaste is so bad.
Right.
Then you just get to just like anything. I mean, sugar is probably bad until you have a lot of it anyways, right? So you just get used to it.
You don't use much. You know, you use like maybe one.
Isn't it like 10,000 times sweeter than sugar?
It's very sweet. You know, and I remember in the beginning when I had stevia, it's like, yeah, it's very strong and maybe has a bit of an aftertaste, but it really depends which one you use, because this white stevia powder, which is more processed in a way that the green is stripped out, because the stevia leaves are green, right? So you can even get the green. But the thing is, it's much stronger, I find, you know, the green stevia.
Okay.
But for cooking, it's not really the best, because it will color your food green.
Yeah,
so
that's
I really
weird.
Like the white one, you know, because then it doesn't color my desserts.
You know? Do you know how they make it turn white? They just take the coloring out, or
I guess in a laboratory they just strip out the,
who knows?
The green. Yeah.
Something like hopefully that. They're not bleaching it.
Totally, right? Yeah. Well, the thing is about the sugar too, you know, if you eat too much of it, you get actually a fatty liver, right? The fat actually builds up around the liver.
Right.
It's kinda like the people that drink too much alcohol, right, get a fatty liver as well. It's kinda
totally
compared to that. But yeah, I mean, everyone knows, right? Like sugar is bad for your teeth.
Yeah.
So every time you have sugar, you feed the
feed
bacteria.
Those cavities in
your
teeth.
Yeah, exactly. Mm-hmm.
Make them bigger.
Right.
And you know, and no one wants to go to the dentist.
No.
Well, maybe some people like to go to the dentist. I don't like to go to the dentist. It's not like the best experience.
No, exactly.
It's like going to the doctor.
Well, if you clean your teeth and just go for a checkup and your dentist says,
even that's like stressy sometimes. You never know what they're going to find in there.
Yeah,
it can
or
stress
they make
you
up
out.
Stories. Hey, yeah. I think that cavity looks kind of, but you know, the thing is you can, even the stevia, you know, actually helps for the oral hygiene. Because it's antibacterial. And they put it actually in toothpaste, too. You see it a lot in natural toothpaste, you know, that they use stevia.
Right. Yeah, that's being used a lot in a lot of products that you buy. Yeah. It's getting there's even a pop with just straight stevia.
Right.
Zevia.
Which is a great alternative for you guys. If your listeners love pop, you know, that's like a great transition.
Get used to Zevia and you'd probably be on a better path than if you had a pure Coca-Cola or something.
Well, what's anyways good is if you have these, let's say, stevia drinks or zero-calorie drinks, have it with a meal, you know, then your brain at least knows that you're eating, you know, instead of having it as like a...
Filler.
Yeah.
Yeah. Unless you're trying to do that.
Yeah.
Trying to like diet too, or anything, right? Maybe that helps. I don't know.
Right. Well, if you think of like how we people are exposed to sugar all the time, right? Like even as a baby, you know, like let's say moms that give the babies formula, like these milk formulas.
Right.
They're like so sugary, actually, you know? That's how they get, how these companies get the babies already hooked, you know?
They put it in the base formula.
Yeah, well, the milk sugar is already like high in sugar. That's what I mean too, right?
Yeah.
The lactose. Yeah,
yeah.
So that's what I mean. It's already very sweet. So, come on, as a baby, if you are exposed to this like every day and more than just once daily, like let's say daily.
So they actually put sugar, like there's an ingredient that says like sugar on like the baby formula stuff, man.
Or maybe not necessarily. No, it's like the lactose, right? Like milk.
So you're just talking about the sugar, natural occurring sugar from the lactose?
I have to check on that again. But as far as I know, it's like the lactose is very high. Like that's like dairy is very high in sugar, right? The milk sugar. So.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's what I mean.
Oh, okay. Yeah. I mean, you want to probably stay away from that if you can.
Right. Well, if you think of like, even if you go to a supermarket, you know, you look at most of the products have sugar, let's say like tomato sauce, right? That's like hidden sugars.
Oh, that's like ruining an Italian. Have you put sugar in an Italian sauce? I don't know. I've never really... Have you heard of Italians putting sugar in their sauce? Or is that just like a North American thing?
I think so.
I've never, I mean, you grew up in Europe.
My mom didn't put sugar in
her tomato sauce. No, my mom would like die if she put sugar in.
No. Yeah, exactly.
She wouldn't want to do that.
No.
No, that's like, trying to think of the word. It's like ruining the sauce. Like,
I agree. But
why put that in there?
But again, though, right? Like all these people that create these products, you know, they actually know that We if we consume sugar, we go and want more. Even like sushi, right?
Or we want to eat more.
So
we buy more.
That's what I mean. Like the sushi, right? Like they put sugar in the sushi even.
Yeah.
You know, so
do you need to have the sugar in there to make it roll? No, you can roll it with just the vinegar.
Yeah.
Oh, well then those sneaky, the rice vinegar,
some of the rice vinegar might have sugar or something. That's why too, right?
Oh, okay. But so it's already added in
the
rice.
Healthy kinds too, of course. You okay. Know? But, yeah, I noticed even restaurants, right, they put the sugar in because the fat and the sugar, it's like our brain is like, oh,
so sushi is not as healthy as we think it is. The non-raw fish one, I'm not a big fan of that.
Exactly,
stuff,
we're talking about the plant-based sushi.
We're talking about the plant-based sushi here, where like if you were like, oh, if I have to go out to eat at least a sushi, well, yeah, I guess it's a better alternative than something fried or something.
Right, don't worry about it, we're just pointing out...
But there's a couple things you got to remember. A, there's probably sugar doused in there.
Mm-hmm.
And B, it's probably not the best. It's just downs in sugar.
Right. We're talking about the white sugar here because most people, like, let's say, go to restaurants or buy products at the supermarket. This is like the white sugar they put in.
Right.
That's what I'm talking right now.
Yeah, yeah,
right?
Yeah, exactly.
And the thing is, okay, we might think like according to the ingredients list, let's say sugar's very like towards the end, which means there's little. But let's say you get that tomato sauce with sugar.
Right.
And then you get the bread with sugar. It's all the accumulation of all the products you buy that have the sugar. And then by the end of the day, you have, like, if you would dissect all the sugar you had that day,
you have, like, hundreds and hundreds of grams.
It's like a whole bowl of sugar, right?
A whole pound of sugar in you.
Right. So that's what I mean. It's the amount.
So it adds up. So a little bit here, a little bit there.
So that's why I find it so important. Like, I mean, I don't know how the listeners feel, but I love reading the ingredients if I get certain stuff that
I'm,
can't
I'm
do
a
the
big
kitchen.
Ingredient reader. My
Me
mom
too. I don't get stressed out.
Since...
Do you actually enjoy reading the ingredient list?
I mean, I do it because I want to know what I'm eating.
Right.
But then I look at it, I'm like, usually in like 2 seconds, I can tell if this thing's worth eating or not.
And you're quick at reading the
ingredients. Yeah, I mean, you
right?
get quick at looking at these keywords that you're just like, oh, no, see it, you see it, and it's back on the shelf.
Mm-hmm.
Which more, like 2/3 out of the time, it's usually bad. If I have to read the ingredients,
right,
then it's probably going back on the shelf.
Mm-hmm.
But you never know what's in stuff, and you definitely need to see if they're putting in, you know, extra sugar in there or...
Well,
or artificial sweeteners
too.
Or something, right? You
and
don't want to.
Then you have the
consuming too much of that stuff.
Totally, and then you have the organic and the non-organic sugar, right? The non-organic sugar has even more pesticides,
right?
So you have to think of that too, and the bleach stuff that we mentioned before.
Yeah, so there's a lot of factors you got to play in your day-to-day life.
Exactly,
of but, sugar finding, but, and sugar craving, and finding your next sugar fix.
Yeah, do you remember, like, as a kid that you had weird cravings whenever you had sugar? Like, do you remember?
Cravings? Yeah, probably. I don't know. Yeah, you would just, not even as a kid, as like an adult, I'm like, oh, it's like Friday and I just want to eat all this big bag of candy.
But I think you even crave
I don't
more
feel
unhealthy
good after
foods.
It, but
do you
I
know
crave
what I mean?
It. Oh,
you,
for sure.
You maybe crave the chips
because I'm
and
spiking
the
hell
stuff.
Out of my blood sugar, and yeah. then I'm eating chips after it too, and then it's not satisfying me either. So I'm eating something else, and then I'm eating something else, and I crash and keep going back and forth right. and back and forth.
Yeah, totally.
And you never win when you're fighting against sugar. You never win.
Yeah, exactly right. So do you feel since you exercise more and more that you can actually eat more sweet? Stuff. It's
no.
like even fruits and stuff.
Fruits,
like more
fruits
active
is different.
People.
Sugars is...
Yeah, let's talk about the healthy...
I definitely can't eat more sugar because it slows down recovery and it just doesn't feel good to my body. But mm-hmm. if it's like natural sugars coming from like fruits, something with fiber in it to help,
right.
you know, digest the sugars, I find it's...
You actually need it when
it.
You're
yeah.
like more athletic.
Yeah,
you
yeah.
know?
If I'm doing some severe exercise, definitely
for your
something
brain
in there.
Too, right?
Yeah, to glucose. Put some more... more glycogen back into my muscles or something, mm-hmm. right? So there is a time and place for sugars, that's for sure.
Right.
You just have to be aware of when you're taking it, right timing.
Mm-hmm.
And don't get me wrong, if there's some type of sugar on it, I don't like freak out all the time.
Right.
Usually I try to get it, like you said, organic. Cane sugar or like the juice.
You mean if it's in a product, right?
And if it's in a product,
yeah.
yeah
you're not really buying
no,
cane sugar. We don't have an hour pantry.
I usually let that slide. And I know there's a lot of like non-plant-based sugars that some people
bone
say.
Bone chalk?
Yeah, the bone chalk. But I think nowadays it's pretty
That's an
rare.
Old procedure, though. They don't really
but it's really much. Hard to tell. So you really have to make that decision if you think sugar is something you want to have.
I can't recall that we have it in Europe, but yeah.
You never know. That's the thing,
you never
right?
know.
So, and I don't
If it's
need,
organic, you're safe, though.
Is that what it says? Yeah?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, I'm not too sure on that, but if that's the case, then yeah, look out for more organic sugar.
Right.
Than not.
Because mm-hmm.
you might be having some from bone char.
Right. Well, even if filters. You think of, like, I brew my own kombucha, right? And it said if you use white non-organic sugar, it can destroy the culture. So then
right.
you can see how dangerous.
So those are yeah live things,
white sugar
and you
is.
Can kill.
Yeah,
yeah. So like that's you got to think of that almost as your ecosystem in your stomach.
Totally
right. It's full of bacteria and
good
full
and
of,
bad ones.
Yeah, live bacteria and there's a living ecosystem in your stomach.
Right.
Why are you gonna kill it with sugar
mm-hmm.
when you can, you know? You know, feed it with something else.
Yeah, we have so
Make
many
it
alternatives. Guys, it's not about getting stressed out here. If you have the right knowledge and you know which sugars are good for you, it's really easy to
right.
make the right decision here.
Oh, totally.
And I mean, yeah, what's the solution for now talking about all what sugar does and stuff?
Yeah.
Do you have any good suggestions, Shane?
Solution? Stay away from those dirty five artificial sweeteners.
Mm-hmm.
If you can, stevia's... You're probably your best bet if you're going artificial
right.
or not artificial. I guess that'd be a natural sweetener.
Uh-huh.
So that would be your best bet. Try to find it organic sugar, cane cane sugar, I think, is the best one.
Raw organic cane sugar.
I mean, don't fret over it if it's...
Yeah. As long as it's organic, like, it's fine too, right?
Yeah, so. I mean, you're probably better off with the organic. It's less sprayed. It's probably better.
It really depends for cooking sometimes. You know, it messes up the color, right?
Yeah.
But let's say if you want the... There's actually like the more whitish looking or even the powdered sugar.
Right.
You know, but it's organic, so...
And we're talking about when you go to the grocery store and you're buying your own food or you're cooking your own food.
Yeah.
Right. But if you're out and about, it's hard to just, you know, look at all the sugar. You're going to stress yourself out just being like, is this sugar, this, that. You still have to enjoy life a little
bit. Totally. I agree. So the key is if you take care of it at home that you don't have it, you know, in your pantry, the white sugar, then you can worry less if you go out and eat, you know what I mean? Because you have a nice balance of, like, at home already.
Oh, for sure.
You know, if you don't have it in your pantry, you won't use it.
And if you're used to having it in your coffee, try having coffee black. It's actually more enjoyable than you think.
Yeah.
And a lot of people I know...
I'll put some stevia in it.
I'm not a big fan of
stevia. No, I'm just saying for some people, if they want, right? Like,
maple syrup or
coconut sugar.
Actually, maple syrup would be good.
We had friends that use coconut sugar, right? My mom
had switched to coconut sugar when I was younger, yeah.
She put coconut in her coffee.
Well, she's like, put this in your coffee. I'm like, man, what is this
did
stuff?
Did you try it?
I want sugar, white sugar.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, so I tried it. I'm like, yeah, it's okay. Tastes the same. Yeah, it's all right. It's good.
Nice.
Yeah.
Well, the key is
now I drink black coffee, so I don't even worry about it. But
right.
You just get used to it, right?
Yeah.
It's whatever you get used to. You get used to super sweet stuff, you'll want super sweet stuff. You get off of it, and it's not as sweet, and your taste buds change, right?
Oh,
They'll adapt to whatever your food palate
is, right? You crave more healthy
foods. You have a lot of salt foods, you're going to want a lot of salt food, right?
So the solution is, if you really watch your sugar consumption, and if you consume... more like the better sugars, the sweeteners, then you crave more healthy foods. You have better taste buds.
Yeah,
you know?
Exactly.
And
you have to retrain your taste buds.
Right.
Right.
Totally. And then you read your ingredients, like from the supermarket or wherever you are. And like even peanut butter, right? Sometimes says sugar.
Oh, yeah. You got to watch out for those things in anything.
Yeah.
Chips. So. Chips got sugar.
They do.
You think it's just deep fried with salt? No, now they're going to add your sugar in there too.
And the thing too, if our blood is healthy, right? Let's say if we have the right amount of vitamin B, you know, you can take vitamin B in supplements. It actually curbs your sugar cravings.
Right.
So that's the thing too, right? Like if your blood is healthy, you know, you'll be fine too. You feel better.
Right. Yeah. Well, of course. Of course, you're going to feel better if you're not having so much sugar.
Mm-hmm.
I don't think our body runs off glucose and sugars, but I don't think it needs that much unless you're running a marathon. Really? If you're sitting on a desk job and stuff, you're not going to be needing that much. Are you kidding me?
Well, even if you think of, like, let's say rice or quinoa, right? It has a certain amount of sugar too.
Right.
For your body, it recognizes it as sugar.
Yep.
Or even bread.
Nuts have it.
Yeah, totally. You think, like, just what tastes sweet. It's sugar, but it's not the case.
No, that's an amplified version of it.
Right. Even carrots have sugar. And stuff, right?
So, vegetables have sugar. Nuts have sugar.
Mm-hmm.
Then when you buy a unsweetened nut milk or something like that, like an almond milk, it's got a little bit of sugar in there. It's a little bit of sweet. But you're so used to that big, powerful sweet. That's why they have to give you that sweetened almond milk.
I'm actually glad you mentioned that.
Yeah, it's so sweet. You're like, ugh, what is this?
So you have these nut milks, you know, they're unsweetened, but they still taste sweet. Like my favorite one is the almond vanilla unsweetened.
Yeah, that one's really
unsweetened
good.
Unsweetened almond vanilla.
Yeah, a hint of vanilla.
Yeah.
Yeah, it tastes really nice. It's super satisfying.
Sweet.
It's really good, yeah.
So
it's one of my favorite. Mm-hmm. Put that in a latte and it's good to go.
Right.
Yeah. Just a word out for all those coffee places out there. If you serve not unsweetened vanilla almond milk, you'll be a lot of people's best friends.
Yeah.
Or at least offer that, because that's the best flavor ever to go with your coffee.
Yeah.
I swear. It's,
you don't miss anything.
Yeah. It's a game changer.
It is indeed.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Anyways, so that pretty much wraps up our episode today about talking about sugar and artificial sweeteners and all those fun things that everyone right. likes to talk about.
Or you can sugar. Avoid it in a
yeah.
stress-free way.
Yeah, you gotta be open to a little bit, I guess. It's right. it's pretty hard to get away from it.
It is. But you do your
but
best.
But you can try and do your best. And don't stress over it. That's the key. No. If you're going to stress over everything has sugar in it, you're going to lose your mind.
No. But think of something that actually tastes already sweet, you know, like oats or coconut, right? If you have it in your dessert.
Yeah, and try to retrain your brain to have some. If you would normally put like 2 tablespoons of sugar, try one, yeah. you know, and slowly yeah. go down and slowly change your taste buds.
Right.
I think that's a good way to start if you want to cut your sugars out, right?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
I was a sugar addict, so I know how like what I went through, you know, how hard it is, but then how easy it will be.
Right.
By the time you get there.
Totally.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So stay motivated.
Yeah. So I'm glad. Right? I hope this helps a lot of people.
Me too.
With their sugar quest.
Let us know.
yeah.
Comment on our episode on
yeah.
iTunes.
Let us know. Send us a review if this helped you put in perspective of your sugar usage and mm-hmm. Your artificial sweetener update.
Totally.
Let us know.
Yeah, we talk to you guys next time, and thanks
Sounds
for listening.
Good. Yeah, take care.
Ciao.
Remember, think plant-based.